Today, many Palestinians and Israelis were hopeful that the ceasefire would hold. News analyst Daniel Shore says ceasefires in the Middle East have a bad habit of coming undone, but nonetheless, he sees some cause for hope in this one.
It would be rash to call this the end of the Second Intifada, those 33 months that cost the lives of some 3,200, about 3-to-1 Palestinian lives. It would not even be technically correct to speak of an Israeli-Palestinian agreement. Officially, there are only concurrent steps by the Palestinian militants to forego killing Israelis for the next 3 months, and by the Israelis to surrender control of most of the Gaza Strip. Credit for this fragile gossamer of accord goes in the first place to Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, who got most of the militant groups on board and avoided any disruption by President Yasser Arafat. Then, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, whose spokesman foresees a new horizon if the Palestinian Authority cracks down on terrorism. And finally, the Bush administration. The very presence of Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice during the decisive weekend served as a reminder that President Bush was looking over their shoulders. A separate understanding with Sharon provided that Israel could respond to Palestinian violence after consulting the American monitors. It would be too much to expect after these blood-stained months that a ceasefire would be totally effective on the first day. And so the ambush killing of a Bulgarian worker near a Jewish settlement was no great surprise. But it was being treated as an incident, not as a crisis. Sharon apparently is ready to go ahead with plans for a meeting with Abbas tomorrow to discuss withdrawal from Bethlehem as the next confidence-building measure. The White House was restrained in its comment as though not to jinx the delicate peace move. A spokeswoman said, "Anything that reduces violence is a step in the right direction, but there is more work to be done." What's encouraging is that Abbas, who is being invited to Washington soon, and Sharon, a frequent visitor, seem ready to tackle that work. This is Daniel Shore.